The House Committee on Human Services and Early Childhood will come to order, but we are going to, do I call it recessing?
Standing at ease or recess, yes.
We're going to stand at ease until 3:20, and then we will come back and start our hearing. And so we are now in recess.
And I just charged admission to everybody.
All part of the plot. Okay, the Senate Committee on Human Services and Early Childhood will come back to order. So we have a work session on the agenda. We're going to take that up first because it's fast. It's a bill that was referred to us that was intended for a different committee, so we are sending it back to the
President.
Senate President's office. So I am opening up a work session on Senate Bill 445. Do we have a script for that?
Oh, my apologies, Madam Chair.
Thank you.
Chair Gilster, I move Senate Bill 445 without recommendation back to the Senate President for re-referral to another committee.
Vice Chair Olson moves Senate Bill 445 without recommendation back to the Senate President for re-referral to another committee. Is there discussion?
Just a clarification, if it had a subsequent referral to a specific committee, it should be back to the President's desk for the subsequent referral to the specific committee if that was in the measure.
Correct.
What did it have the subsequent referral to 91 in it or not?
It had the subsequent referral to 91 in it, and this was missent to this committee. It was going to go to the Healthcare Committee.
Yeah.
It's a great bill. It's my bill.
I'm just saying, back to the President's desk for a subsequent referral to the committee that it's designed to be subsequently referred to.
Yeah, but
to health first, and then it will have it subsequent to that committee, that other committee. But I don't know what it's called.
But I mean, it's going to work either way. So okay. I'm just saying that's the way we historically have done it.
Okay.
If it's got, if it's a subsequent referral to revenue, we would say back to the President's desk for the subsequent referral to revenue as noted, because that's the way it was structured.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, the subsequent referral, as is listed on the bill right now, it's my understanding, remains. This is a re-referral to a different policy committee.
Right.
Yes. So that language that you're thinking of that's pertinent to subsequent referrals doesn't apply. It just stays as is, and it's for re-referral today.
Right.
Did that help clarify at all?
Yeah. Is there any further discussion? Seeing none, is there any objection to the motion? Seeing none, the motion passes, and the bill is headed back for re-referral. So I'm going to close the work session on Senate Bill 445, open a work session on the possible introduction of committee measures. Senator Olson.
Chair Gilster, I move that the following legislative concepts be introduced as committee bills. LC 3526, dated February 10th, 2015.
And then again, Vice Chair Olson has moved that the legislative concepts LC 3526, dated February 10th, 2015, be introduced as committee bills. And just a reminder that a vote in favor of introducing a legislative concept is not a vote on the merits or the content of the draft, nor does it guarantee the draft will be referred back to this committee, nor a guarantee that it will be ultimately scheduled. Introduction of measures is a courtesy to get draft concepts into the pipeline. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing none, the motion passes, and it will be introduced as a committee bill. And I will close the work session on introduction of committee bills and open a public hearing on Senate Bill 233.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 233 requires the Department of Human Services and Oregon Health Authority to suspend medical assistance provided persons expected to remain in the Department of Corrections custody more than a year. It requires reinstatement of medical assistance for persons in Department of Corrections custody during periods of external hospitalization, declares an emergency, is effective on passage.
Thank you.
Pardon me, Madam Chair. It has a subsequent referral to Judiciary.
Thank you. So I'd invite up Steve Robbins, Chris Hoy, and John Ames, please.
This allows Medicaid to pay for services when they leave the facility. So,
transition.
Yeah. Well, no. Why they're still.
Chair Gelzer, members of the committee, for the record, my name is Steve Robbins. I'm the Health Services Administrator for the Oregon Department of Corrections, and I'm here to testify in support of Senate Bill 233 and answer any questions you may have. Senate Bill 233 closes a gap in current state law to authorize and require the state to suspend rather than terminate medical assistance benefits for individuals sentenced to the custody of the Department of Corrections. Closing this gap will permit the state to claim federal Medicaid matching funds for hospital inpatient care provided to state prison inmates through the medical assistance programs per federal law and regulation without first reapplying for medical assistance on their behalf. Under current state law, the Oregon Health Authority and the Department of Human Services are authorized and required to suspend instead of terminate medical assistance benefits only for those individuals who are incarcerated for a period of 12 months or less. Because almost all of the individuals sentenced in the custody of the Department of Corrections will be incarcerated for periods that exceed 12 months, unless Legislative Assembly amends current law to extend this suspension authority for state prison inmates incarcerated for a period that exceeds 12 months, the state must first reapply for medical assistance for these individuals. By extending suspension authority for state prison inmates, it eliminates costly duplication of effort and codifies into statute the ability for the state to continue to benefit by utilizing Medicaid matching funds, thus reducing general fund expenditures. For the reasons explained above, the Department of Corrections requests the committee to vote Senate Bill 233 out of committee with a due pass recommendation. Thank you for your time and consideration. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. And maybe we'll go through the whole panel and then do questions at the end. Welcome.
Thank you. Madam Chair, members of the committee, I'm Chris Hoy. I am the Community Corrections Director in Clackamas County, and I'm the President of the Oregon Association of Community Corrections Directors. We ask you to support Senate Bill 233. This is a public safety bill, in our opinion. We know that the intersection between the criminal justice system and the mental health system often is amplified when our clients do not have adequate health care coverage. And if they are returning to us from prison already enrolled, we know that they are more likely to have access to alcohol and drug treatment, mental health treatment, physical health treatment, and that will increase and enhance public safety in our communities, and it will make the process of getting folks referred to those various systems much more enhanced, and we would encourage you to support this bill. Thank you.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, for the record, my name is Jonathan Eames. I'm from Eames Consulting here on behalf of Clackamas County as well. So I think you kind of get the general gist. I've worked on issues with health care and making sure that inmates, whether they're pre-adjudicated or post-adjudicated, continue to have that health care access for a number of sessions now. What we want to make sure we do is whenever someone is incarcerated is that there's no break of service as far as when they come right back out. It makes it much easier if you can eliminate that 12-month. This is the next kind of logical step built upon the previous legislation that's passed in previous legislative sessions to say, okay, if you're in there for longer than 12 months, and I think what's also important is that they add the state hospital as one of the facilities, as it adds to the definition of that as well, that when those folks are getting ready to leave, and the folks that have been working within the jail to be able to maintain that level of health care, that there's no break in service, and that they can get out, immediately get access. And because oftentimes what happens is they come out, and part of their recovery or part of their reintegration is making sure that they are going to drug and alcohol treatment or getting mental health treatment. So we don't want there to be a delay in that, and it's a really good thing to make sure that right away, right when they get out, their service is not, you know, just it's not terminated, it's just suspended so they can reintegrate back in the community. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions? Senator Cruz?
Not a question, Madam Chair, just a comment. I mean, we thought we had kind of closed the loop a couple sessions ago. This further closes it, but what it comes down to is if we can deliver these service with matchable dollars, we're much better off. So, and that's what this does. It makes your budget slightly easier, I believe. So.
Sure. Any further questions, comments?
Good bill.
Great. So we will. Can we schedule this for a work session next Tuesday, Cheyenne? Are we under the deadline?
I believe we can get the paperwork back by then, Madam Chair.
Great. Thank you very much. Thank you all very much. Is there anybody else that would like to be heard on Senate Bill 233? Seeing none, I'm going to close the public hearing on Senate Bill 233. Is this the AFC leadership? And I just briefly wanted to acknowledge the all of the new county commissioners that are in the room today as part of an AOC class and program, and a special acknowledgement to my former colleague, Representative Cameron, now Commissioner Cameron, and my brand new county commissioner, Ann Schuster. So welcome to the Capitol, all of you, and congratulations.
I recognize a couple people out there myself. So, well, brand new Chris Boyce. Actually, Douglas County has two new county commissioners, but Tim Freeman's rather familiar with the building. So,
is he in here? Is he in here? Did I not?
No, he's not in here. I think he knows what goes on in this building. So, no, and plus we do have our county clerk here, Patty Hitt. Welcome here. So, it's nice to see familiar faces occasionally in the building.
All right. We are going to now open a public hearing on Senate Bill 234.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 234 relieves the Department of Corrections and others from joint annual rulemaking to govern the purchase of products manufactured by Oregon Corrections Enterprises. There is no subsequent referral.
And we just have one person signed up for this bill, Elizabeth Craig. Welcome.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Chair Gelser and members of the committee. For the record, my name is Elizabeth Craig. I'm the Administrator of the Government Efficiencies and Communications Office for the Oregon Department of Corrections. I'm here to testify in support of Senate Bill 234 and answer any questions you may have. Senate Bill 234 essentially repeals an outdated and unnecessary statute that was originally adopted at a time before the creation of DOC. Back in 1935, it was adopted. At the time of adoption, state institutions for adult inmates, juvenile offenders, the mentally ill, and the developmentally disabled were all organized within the Department of Human Services. Essentially, the statute says that these institutions shall jointly annually promulgate rules around the purchasing of products manufactured by Inmates in Prison Industries, or OCE as it is known today, Oregon Corrections Enterprises. We have since evolved, and it is no longer for these entities to jointly annually promulgate rules. We currently follow DAS purchasing rules around the purchase of products manufactured by inmates in OCE, so this would repeal that outdated statute. And that is essentially it. If you have any questions, I am happy to answer them.
Thank you. Any questions? Senator Cruz, do you have a comment?
No,
Senator
Montes
Anderson?
Just a comment. I appreciate DOC does a really good job of coming to us and explaining these things beforehand, and I truly appreciate that. And this is just common sense. So.
Senator Montes Anderson.
And didn't the corrections, weren't they responsible for our...
Your desks.
Desks.
That's right.
Our desks in all of our offices. They're beautiful.
Yes, Madam Chair, Senator Montes Anderson, those were created by inmates in Oregon Corrections Enterprises in our furniture factory at the Oregon State Penitentiary.
And if we don't vote for this, they'll take our desk back. So.
Okay. Any further questions? Is there anybody else that would like to be heard on Senate Bill 234? Seeing none, can we also add this to the agenda for Tuesday for a work session? Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
We are going to close the public hearing on Senate Bill 234. Colleagues, we did have scheduled informational hearing on recent investments in mental health, and that presentation is still being pulled together, so we are delaying that. Thus, enjoy some free time this afternoon.
That is a very important work that you're taking on here, and I appreciate that.
Well, and we will be having a number of information hearings related to mental health, some other meetings as well. That will be a primary part of the workload of this committee.
Yes, yes.
Thank you all very much. And with that, we are adjourned.
Let's just re-signal. We have one more.
Adjourned.